So we saw last time Tosfos, a number of very important points. You want to share the share, Nachum?
Yes.
You're up to date. Great. So Tfilas Arvis Roshus does not mean it's optional, it just means it gets pushed aside in favour of another mitzvah, which is Oiveres. We also said you only get one go at Tashlumin. We're going to discuss Tashlumin a lot in the coming sugya. And the final point is if it's bemazed, then you get no Tashlumin at all. And that we're going to soon see in the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Toshima. Iboy Elohu. Third wide line. Iboy Elohu. The Gemara has a question. To'o v'loi hispalil mincha mahu she yispalil arvis shtaim. The brisa that the Gemara brought said if you miss out Mariv, you do two shachrisim. If you miss out shachris, you do two minchas. But it did not discuss what happens if you miss out mincha, do you do two marivs? So why should that be different? Says the Gemara, I'll explain to you the Shaila. Do you say, Imtim Saloima, would you say that To'o v'loi hispalel arvis mispalel shachris, quote unquote, even though it's true that it did say in the Braisa that if you forgot and you didn't daven mariv, then you do two shachrisim, maybe that's because Mishum Dechad Yoima Hu. Because that's all one day. So if I missed out Mariv, I can do two Shachrisim because it's still the same day. If I miss out Shachris, I could do two Minchas because it's the same day. Why is that considered the same day? Dechsev, because it says in the Torah, Vahi Erev, Vahi Voiker, Yoima Chod. So we first have the night, we then have the day. So therefore, it's all considered one day. Aval hocha, but over here, maybe, because tefillah b'mokim karban hi, because, as we're going to see, the big principle in this parak, tefillah is in place of a karban, v'kiven do'ovar yoimoi botel karbonoi. What would be, for example, if they didn't bring the karban tamid today? That's it, once the day ends. If botel finished, that's the famous yisoid, ovar zmanoi, Botel karbonoi, it's too late. So because tefillah is in place of a karbon, therefore just like once the day is closed, you've missed your chance to bring the karbon, maybe so too, you've missed your chance to bring the tefillah. And therefore there would only be tashlumin for mariv, the following morning, or for shachris, the following afternoon, but not for mincha, the following night, because the day has already ended. That's one side of the coin. Idilma, or perhaps not. Maybe, kiven d'tzalusa. I've had these words a number of times, we're going to see it many more times in this parak. What's tzalusa?
Davening.
Like we said in this morning, tiskabel tzaloisein. Maybe because davening is rachamihi. What does it mean, rachami? Essentially, davening is all about asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for compassion. Therefore, kol Amos, whenever the boy he wants, matzli va'ozil, you can continuously daven. In other words, this is a very, very important line. If we were to be asked the question, what is the correct time to daven? Essentially, the whole time. We're discussing this in our tefillah vad. The whole purpose of tefillah is to keep ourselves connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no particular time that we need to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than others. So therefore, because tefillah is all about rachami, we need constant compassion for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, there's no real one time you could pinpoint and say, this is the zman of tefillah. And afterwards, you've missed it. There's no such thing as missing the zman tefillah. It's like saying, when's the correct time to breathe? You have to breathe the whole time. There's no one time. So therefore, maybe we would say that there's no such thing as having missed the Zman of Tefillah. Therefore, if you missed out Mincha, so you can do two Marivs, or not. What's the other side of the coin? That yes, in principle, Tefillah is all about Rachami. And in principle, therefore, Rachami is something which is needed on a constant basis. But at the end of the day, Chazal instituted Tefillahs at certain times. So, at the end of the day, there is a concept called Shachris, and Mincha, and Mariv. Nobody ever told us, well, Shachris should take the whole morning, Mincha the whole afternoon, and Maariv the whole night, because Tefillah is Rachami. That's the principle. But halachically, how does it manifest itself? Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv. Why those times? Like the Gemara says, Kineged the Karbonis. So therefore, if we're going to really parallel it to the Karbonis, maybe Ovar Zmanoi, Botol Karboni. If that's really the yesod of our Shaila, do we look at the principle of Tefillah? And the principle of Tefillah is that essentially we should be davening on a constant basis. Therefore, there's no such concept of having missed the Zman of Tefillah, no such thing. Or no? That's the principle. But halachically, there is a concept of time for Tefillah. And has to correspond and parallel Korbanos. Once you've missed it, you've missed it. Therefore, even if you get a catch-up, but it's got to be the same day. So Maariv, I can understand, you catch up in the morning. Shachris, you can catch up in the afternoon. But afternoon, you want to catch up that night? That night is a brand new day. Says the Gemara. Let's see the Sofik again. Iboy Elohu. Third wide line. To'ov Eloi hispalel mincha. If somebody accidentally didn't dav mincha, mahu shi hispalel arvis shtaim. Would he daven two Maarivs? Imtim Suleima, would we say, quote unquote, To'ov Eloi hispalel arvis mispalel shachris. That's what it says in the Braisa. You daven twice, base, why? Mishum dechad yoimahu. That's all one day. Diksiva hiera ivoike. Av yoimechod aval hocha tfilah b'mokim karbonhi. But over here, tfilah corresponds karbonis, and therefore, v'kivin do'ovar yoimoi, botil karbonoi. Oidil menot. Or perhaps not. Kivin do tsalusa rachmihi, because davening is all about beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu, begging for mercy, therefore kolim is the boy. Therefore, whenever you want, matzli v'ozli, you have to continuously daven. It's something that we need on a constant basis. Says Rashi. Im tim saloima kloima. In other words, im tashiveini b'she'ilosi. If you're going to answer me with my question, mimasha omarnu, by quoting that which we said, to'ov eloi yispalel arvis, etc., etc., then maybe I'll turn around and say shkayach. That's different because it's the same day. But over here, kiven do'ovar yoimoi, botel korbonoi ve'enoi makrivoi b'yoim acher. You're not makriv on a different day, im zmanoi kavua, if it has a fixed time. Gagoin, musafin, or they change it at the side to tmidin, shall kol yoim v'yoim. Why is Rashi adding that line? Because we do know that there does exist the concept of catch-up and tashlumin even with karbonis. What's a prime example? When do you see tashlumin and karbonis?
It's musaf.
Something which is not limited to one particular day. Oh. Yom Tov. You're supposed to bring your kavur on the first day of Yom Tov, and if you didn't, you could bring it for the next 7 days. Yeah. Even on Shavuos, where the next 7 days is not even Yom Tov anymore, you can bring it. Teretz says, that's not kavur for that yom. Pesach Sheni is a whole question where that's considered tashlum. But at least, with Musafin, however, or Tmidim, that has to be brought that day, there's no such concept of tashlumin. Ovar zmanoi, botel karbonoi. That's it. So that's our shaila. Says the Gemara, let's have a look. Toshema. To Omar Avun, Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yechanan. To Ov Eloi Hispalel Mincha, Mispalel Arvis Shtayim. Well, there it is, black and white. For whatever reason, it didn't appear in the original Braisa, but it does appear in this one. If you didn't have mincha, you do two marivs. Ve, ein bezeh, and we do not say over here, mishum do'ovar yoimoi botel karbonoi. We do not apply the principle of ovar yoimoi botel karbonoi. Rather, we say that even if you missed mincha, and by catching up mariv, it's going to be on a different day, that's still okay.
Fine? Tashma always introduce another braisa.
Yeah, braisa or another statement. No, it doesn't have to be a braisa. This is Rabbi Yechanan. Yechanan is an amoira, so it's not a braisa. It's just another statement. Okay. Tashma, come and listen. The following statement was once said in the Beis HaMedrash. Okay. So, the first statement, by the way, look at the very first wide line. Who was the one who told us in the first place the whole concept of Tashlumin? Who was talking? It was Rabbi Yochanan. And who's this talking about Mincha? It's also Rabbi Yochanan. Therefore, one is the Hashlama of the other. For whatever reason, Rabbi Yochanan in the first statement only discussed Maariv and Shacharis. Fine, I understand the shaila about Mincha, but at the end of the day, Rabbi Yochanan on another occasion told us quite clearly that the same would apply for Mincha as well. And therefore, the exact same halacha that applies for Maariv and Shacharis applies to Mincha as well, in which case we now have a rule across the board. Every tefillah, if you did not daven b'to'os, then you can have a catch-up next tefillah.
Do we say that the rachamei overrides
that's what it seems to be saying. Right.
Okay.
When the Gemara says, v'ein bazeh, you should underline the word bazeh. V'ein bazeh, mishum do'avar yoymoi batel karbone. What does it mean, v'ein bazeh? Why is the key word bazeh? Because, like you said, we're not dismissing out of hand the whole principle of avar yoymoi batel karbone. But as you said, the principle of rachami seems to override it. So v'ein bazeh, meaning in this particular case, we don't apply the rule of avar yoymoi batel karbonim. It doesn't mean there's no such rule. Of course there's a rule. Go to the Beis HaMikdosh, they will not allow you to be makriv yesterday's korban tomid. Too late, you missed it. You have to be makriv today's korban tomid. So therefore the Gemara is not saying ein klal, there's no such rule. They're definitely is such a rule. All we're saying is v'ein bazeh. Over here we don't apply it because apparently the principle of rachami would override it. Now, this is a very, very delicate balance. Why is this a delicate balance? Because let's go back for a second to Tosfos. Tosfos says if you missed out Maariv, you do catch up for Shacharis, and if you didn't do so, you don't do catch up for Mincha. Why not? If we just said that tefillah is rachamihi, so there's no time limit to tefillahs. So you see that we have to be very careful with this principle. It's not an open-ended theory. When you like, what you like, how you like, there's no zman. Of course there's a zman. You get one catch-up, as the Gemara calls it. Remember the Gemara we saw last time? You get schar for tefillah, but not for schar tefillah bizmano. It's not tefillah bizmano. Says the Gemara, Meisvei. We have a question. There's a pasuk in Keles which says, Me'uvas loy yochel liskoin. That which is broken cannot be fixed, as Shlomo HaMelech wrote in Keheles. V'chisaroin lo yuchal lehimonis. And that which is missing cannot be counted. End of quote. Now what is that referring to? It's the Braisa makes a drasha, it's the Gemara in Chagiga. Me'uvas lo yochel liskoin. What is that referring to? That which is broken cannot be fixed. Zeh shebotel kriyash mashal arvis for kriyash mashal shachris. Somebody who is mevatel, he annulled, he didn't say kriyash mar either at night or morning. Oy tfilo shal arvis, oy tfilo shal shachris. Then that's it. Lo yochel liskoin, that is something which is being transgressed and cannot be fixed. V'chisaron lo yuchal lehimonis. What about the second half of that pasuk? Someone which is missing cannot be counted. What's that referring to? Zeh shenimnu chaverov ledvar mitzvah v'lo nimnu imohem. That's when his friends got counted, meaning they all volunteered or they all decided to be involved in a mitzvah v'lo nimnu imohem, and he didn't count himself with it. You missed out. So once you missed out, you missed out. Too bad. They're all going to be involved in a certain mitzvah. You decided not to count yourself with them. But either way, we have a huge kasha now. So what does this braisa say? That we're darshening the pasuk mu'uvas lo yochel liskoin, as saying as the what? That once you missed krishma, once you missed davening, that's it. What do you mean that's it? What happened to the principle of tashlumin? The principle of tashlumin, what happened? Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Again, it's Rabbi Yochanan explaining to us, Hocha b'may askinon, shebotel b'mezid. Omer Rav Ashi, Deikanami, says Rashi, yes, that is the way that it's very meduyuk, that is the implication over here. Why? Duktani, because it says, quote unquote, botel. Veloik Tony, and it does not say, quote unquote, to'o shmamino. When Rabbi Yochanan in the original statement taught us about tashlumin, how did he word it? To'o. To'o means by accident. But over here it says botel. Botel is a much more firm expression, with the implication being that it was done b'mezid, or it was done b'mezid, then indeed there is no catch-up. So this is a very important halacha. We saw this in Tosas. Tosas already pointed this out to us. I'm not quite sure why. The Gemara says it explicitly. So we only have a halacha of tashlumin if it was b'taos, shoigeg, or oinus. But if it was b'mezid, no such halacha of tashlumin. To the contrary, that's when the Gemara says, the mu'uvas lo yochel liskein.
So there's no tashlumin by krishma. So why is the Gemara bringing that up? Like,
there's no tashlumin of krishma at all. Correct. So but with regard to tefillah,
but it's saying like the Gemara is saying like, you know,
you're right. The diuk of bote lechayr only applies to tefillah, because with krishma, if you miss it, you miss it.
You miss it.
Yeah. No. What do you mean? What's fair? That is true.
Right.
It's true. It's not untrue. It's just that the diuk of batel only refers to tefillah, but the statement in the braisa is 100% true. If you miss Kriyat Shema, there is no catch up.
The Gemara is like giving an example, and then it's going to say, "Oh, but if it's done b'mezid, you can't do it. If it's done, we're dealing with the case. That was the show game."
No. The Braisa said, if you mevatel Kriyat Shema or tefillah, there is no catch up. That's a steer to what we said. We said if you made a mistake and didn't daven, you can catch up. The Gemara says you're right. It's only if you mevatel tefillah. But if you accidentally missed out tefillah, you can. Now, you're quite right in pointing out that differentiation between botel and ta'ah is l'chaira only with tefillah and not with krishma. So if there's nothing that was said that's untrue.
I just don't understand why the Braisa is including it if it's the answer has nothing to do with krishma.
Nothing to do with the answer. The Braisa has got every right to say this halacha. We have to answer up the Braisa. Nothing wrong, I can't blame the poor old Braisa. We have a problem with the Braisa. Because the Braisa says there's no catch-up, and we said there is a catch-up. So we're going to have to say the Braisa is talking about a particular case, which is Botel.
The
Tefillah. Right. But what the Braisa said... Bramezib. But what the Braisa said with regard to Krishma is true. You're just right in pointing out that the Diuk of Botel, L'chaira, would not apply by Krishma, because as far as we know, there is no Tashlumin ever for Krishma, even if it wasn't Botel, even if it was Tal. Says Tosfos, bottom Tosfos. Important Tosfos. Iboy Elohu. The Gemara had a suffix, Ta'av alay spalal tfilas mincha. Says Tosfos, loy boy. Remember what we always said, our famous rule in this year? What's one of our famous rules? You have to be medayek, not only what it says, but also what it doesn't say. If the Gemara asks a shayla by mincha, then you have every right to medayek that the Gemara does not ask what will be the equivalent with Musaf. Loi boi, the Gemara does not pose the question im to'ov aloi ispalel tfilas Musaf, comma. Why didn't the Gemara discuss that? Why didn't the Gemara say that one moment, what would be the halacha if you didn't daven Musaf? Can I do catch up on Motzah Shabbos? Says Tosfos, no. Dohavadai enoi mispalel ba'arvis. Because you definitely can't daven at Maariv time tefillas Musaf. Definitely. The Gemara didn't even entertain it as a question. Why? Deheich yikro es hakorbonois. How on earth can you recite the psukim of the korbonois kva ovar zman Musaf? With the time of Musaf being all over. So here we're being taught, there is an enormous differentiation to be made between Musaf and other tefillahs. All other tefillahs are keneged korbanos. They correspond to korbanos. But Musaf is in place of a korban. As Tosfos carries on, he says, V'gam lo tiknu sheva brachos shel Musaf. The whole institution of the seven brachas of Musaf are Ela Mishum, only because of a famous posuk, three words, quote unquote, V'neshalma Porim Sfaseinu. we pay cows with our lips. What does that mean, we pay cows with our lips? Instead of giving the cows, as it were, as a carbon, we do so with our words. In other words, that is a form of sacrifice. That is a form of sacrifice. So therefore, this is not merely a tefillah which is keneged a particular korban, it's in place of it. Instead of the musaf, you recite the following words. Therefore, it absolutely has to parallel the halachas of musaf. And if you are not makriv the korban musaf on Shabbos, you can't be makriv it on Motzah Shabbos. Says Tosfos Ubazeh, Vadai ovar zmanoi botel karbonoi. Now we appreciate that word, ubazer. Underline the word ubazer. What does Tosfos mean, ubazer? As opposed to the other bazer that we were medayek in the fourth bottom line of the Gemara. Look at the fourth bottom line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, V'ein bazer mishum de ovar oliyomer botel karbonoi. Now we understand the parallel. Remember we said before, the Gemara did not, chas v'sholem, suggest that we can cancel the whole principle of Avar Yehme Batal Kabbalah. We just said ve'im bozeh. It doesn't refer to mincha. The other side of the coin is, Tosa says, it jolly well does refer to Musaf. U'bozeh, vadai. Certainly, Avar Zmanu Batal Kabbalah. Why? Because if I were to be asked, why are you davening Musaf? Is it because of Rachami? No. Why davening Musaf? What's the principle of Tfilas Musaf?
You have to bring a korban.
You got to bring a korban and a shalom apart and still saying it's not because of rachami. Says Tosfos, Aval shar tfilos de rachami ninhu. But other tfilos where, as we said before, the principle is all about rachmanas.
No.
V'levai, halavai, we only wish that she is spalal odom kolayim kuloi. We wish we could daven all day long. We're in constant need of rachamim. Therefore, v'ein kan, therefore we do not apply over there with regard to other tefillahs of our zmanoi b'tefillah acheres. We do not say, no, I'm sorry, the time has gone. Once you've reached the next tefillah b'tefillah acheres, it's all over. No, it's not all over. So this Tosfos is a very, 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 very important Tosfos. Every Tosfos is important. What's Tosfos teaching us? That the tefillah of Musaf is fundamentally different to Shachris Mincha Mariv. Shachris Mincha Mariv, if we are to be asked in one word, what is the principle of Shachris Mincha Mariv, what would we say? Rachmi. That's what Shachris Mincha Mariv is all about. And in principle, what is the correct time for that?
Whenever.
The whole time. Kol hazman, as Tosfos says, halavai, we could daven all day long. We should be involved in begging for rachmanim all day long. That's what the Gemara says. Bazeh, we don't say ovar zmanei batel karbonei. Bazeh. But Musaf is not because of rachami. What's Musaf? Musaf is because, unfortunately, we cannot bring a korban Musaf in the Beis HaMikdash because we don't have one. So in place of the korban in the Beis HaMikdash, we, so to speak, metaphorically recite the psukim of the korbanos, and therefore that is considered tantamount to bringing the korban. It's not because of rachami. So if that's tantamount to bringing the korban, it's got to absolutely mirror image the halachas of the korban. And if you didn't bring the Korban Musaf on Shabbos, or on Rosh Chodesh, or on Yom Tov, there's no such principle of bringing it afterwards. Says Tosfos, that's why the Gemara didn't even pose as a question, is there Tashlumin for Musaf? The Gemara did pose as a question, is there Tashlumin for Mincha? And not only did we pose it as a question, the Gemara answered, yes, in fact there is. Why do we say, Ovar Yoimai Botel Karbonai? We don't say it with regard to issues of rachami. But Musaf has nothing to do with rachami. By the way, very importantly, the Gemara tells us that Avraham Avinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what will happen? Bamo Eida, in the Brisbane Absorim, what will happen if my descendants transgress And the Oivar Averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, they can always bring a korban as an atonement. So Avraham Avinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Beseder, so what will I do, what will they do when there's no Beis HaMikdash? And then they can't bring a korban. So the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, they will recite and learn the halachas of the korban. And that is considered as if you are makriv the korban. Ad kadei kach, you will not believe this.
Maybe you will.
There's a tshuva in the Chikrei Lev. The Chikrei Lev is one of the Gedolei Achronim Hasvardim. He's got tens of tshuvas, tens of volumes of tshuvas. And he poses the following question. It's quite incredible, the mere fact that he posed the question. Never mind what he answers, but the fact that he even considers it. He said, what would be in the following case? Imagine somebody, Chas v'Shalom, was mechalal Shabbos b'shoigig. You have to bring a korban chatos. If it's b'meizid, an edim, skila. But if it's b'shoigig, chatos. Okay, there's no Beis HaMikdash. So what does he do? He sits down and he learns the halachas and he recites all the psukim of chatos. So what do we say? That is considered as if he brought the chatos. Says the Chikrei Lev, and what will be now when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt? Does he have to bring a chatos now, or is he ready yotzei his chiv? So why is that an incredible question? Because you see how seriously the Chikrei Lev took this concept. He didn't just consider it as metaphoric and poetic and as a nice slogan. As a nice thing to do. He took it so literally that he has a serious tzad that once you learn the halachas of the korban, you do not now have to actually bring the korban because you are yaitzi. Now, as it happens, he brings two proofs that you would have to bring a korban when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. Beseder. But I always am amazed by the fact that he even posed the question in the first place. If you would have asked us, what would you have said? Come on, it's as if, but it's not the real deal. Of course you chayev a korban, and it wasn't so posh, it's the Chikrei Lev. You needed to search for raya's. And I'll tell you another secret. The Chasam Sofer and others learned, as machlekes in the Gemara, depending on two amarayim, it could be, according to one opinion, you're actually yotzei and you would not have to bring a korban. He also discusses this. So you see how literal this is. How literal, when learning the halachas of korbanos, or reciting the psukim, it might well be considered as if you literally brought the korban. So I'll tell you a fascinating question which you can all think about. I don't know if you know, there's an avrich who learns in the Grosh Shul Night Seder, Reuven Levy. Yerushalayma, Chassidish, Yerushalayma. Anyway, a friend of mine, a big Talmud Chacham, and he once posed the following fascinating question, and he had a whole discussion backwards and forwards with Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and then he printed the whole conversation. Fascinating, Shaila. What would you say should be the halacha in the following case? The halacha is, for example, a woman gives birth, an isha yoiledes, so she has to bring a korban. Which korban does she bring? So this is one of the cases where we differentiate between a rich and a poor woman. If she's a rich woman, she can bring A. And if she's poor and she can't afford it, then she brings something cheaper, B. Seder. So he asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, what do you do nowadays with the Yoledes? A Yoledes can't bring the korban, there's no Beis HaMikdash. So she says, fine, I want to learn the parasha of the korban, and that will be considered as if I brought the korban. Now, she happens to be a poor woman. So does she recite the poor man's korban or the rich man's korban? In other words, do we first consider, one second, which korban would you have brought in the Beis HaMikdash? And the answer is poor man's korban. So therefore, you've got to recite the equivalent. Or perhaps not. If I'm literally bringing a korban, I can only afford a cheap one. But if I'm just reading the psukim, I'm rich enough to read the rich psukim. That doesn't cost me money. Or, to put it in a more Lomdische oifen. Reb Nachum, you're a big Lamden?
Definitely.
Reb Moshe Zelig, what would you say to this Lomdus? Maybe, if I would ask you a fundamental question, I know we're veering off topic now. A rich man brings A, a poor man brings B. If I were to ask you, what is his chiv? Is his chiv essentially A? That's his chiv. Happens to be that if you can't afford it, so we'll give you a special dispensation, you can bring B. But essentially your chiv is A. That's one way you might well look at it like that. In other words, it's not really, as it were, two tracks. Essentially, you're mechuyev to bring the big carbon. If you can't bring it, beseder, you can't afford it, beseder, then bring the poor man's carbon. If you would say it like that, then maybe that would be another reason to say that bizman hazeh, you should read the rich man's carbon. Because that essentially is my chiyev. If I can't afford to bring it, beseder, but I'm not bringing it anyway because I don't bring a carbon because nobody's amigdosh. In other words, if we would say there really are two tracks, and what essentially is chiv, it depends what you are, so then maybe even bezman hazeh, your chiv is the poor man's carbon. But if you say it's not true, essentially your chiv is the rich man's carbon. Happens to be, well, the Torah is merachem on you if you can't afford it. But nowadays, when you anyway not bring that carbon, so you're not subject to the rachmonos of the Torah, so you go back to the ikar chiv, which is the rich man. Rochaim Kanievsky was having none of it. Absolutely none of it. As argued, he printed the whole conversation. He must have recorded it.
Shouldn't say I agree.
Backwards and forwards, forwards and backwards. Rochaim Kanievsky was having none of it. As far as I remember.
There are two tracks.
Without getting involved in the Lombards.
Oh.
Definitely, you've got to recite nowadays the poor man's Korban. Not so posh at all, but Rochaim Kanievsky maintained it is. Even though my friend argued backwards and forwards, and he had a whole shtickle Torah, he wrote it there to explain what this is Torah on, and what Chaim Kanievsky obviously held this way, but you could learn a bit differently in it. Okay, back to our subject. Zot the whole Zot the Hilah Gemara Tana Rabba. I'm coming to a world famous sugya. With a big Tosfos and a Rosh.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
They're all world famous.
Every sugya is world famous. Should be. But this really is. Tana Rabbanan. We're going to learn a little bit of Hilchas Tashlumin over here. Midaf do Halkin Kop from Nachum. Tana Rabbanan. Ta'op. V'loy hispalel mincha be'erev Shabbos. Somebody accidentally did not daven mincha on erev Shabbos. So we immediately see the problem. What's the problem? Under ordinary circumstances, we've just learned that when you missed out mincha, you daven two ma'arivs. But here, the ma'ariv is on Shabbos, and you forgot a weekday. So what do? Says the Gemara, no problem whatsoever. Mispalel b'leil Shabbos shtayim. You are daven on Friday night, two tefillahs. Can you see there's an aleph there?
Mm-hmm.
Look immediately at the side, hagos, hagro. You've got Nagos HaGrov, the Vilna Goyen, Gemara, Beleil Shabbos Shtayim, Nun Beis, Shtayim, Shel Shabbos. That is the Girsa of the Rif, Bashar Poiskim. So when it says you daven twice on Friday night, what does that mean specifically?
Two Shabbos
Shmoina Esras, which we all appreciate therefore means it's a tremendous Chiddush. Even though the tefillah that I missed out was a weekday Shmoina Esra, But when I do catch up, of a
Shabbos
Shemoneh Esro. What would be now in the reverse scenario? Ta'ov lo yispalel mimcha b'Shabbos. We discussed Erev Shabbos. And what would be the halacha if you missed out mincha on Shabbos itself? Mispalel b'moitzei Shabbos shtayim shel choil. Period. You would daven two Motzah Shabbos weekday Shmoina Esras. And l'chayra, that's a repeat of the Chiddush that we learned in the beginning, even though the tefillah that you missed out was a Shabbos tefillah. Nonetheless, which tefillah are you going to do twice? A weekday tefillah. So l'chayra, it's exactly the same halacha as
missing out
as an Erev Shabbos. In other words, l'chayra, there's no room whatsoever to differentiate between Erev Shabbos and Motzah Shabbos. If on Erev Shabbos you tell me that when I do catch up of the current Shmoneh Esra, not of the one that I missed out, so I'm going to do two Shabbos Shmoneh Esras, even though I missed out a week for Shmoneh Esra. So l'chayra, if you follow that to its logical conclusion, same is true on Shabbos as well. You forgot Mincha on Shabbos. So what? On Motzah Shabbos, when you daven, you're going to have to daven two weekday Shmoneh Esras. L'chayra, it's all the same lombus. Now, says the Gemara Vayta, we have another issue now. We have so far not discussed, and now we're going to discuss it. Whenever you do Tashlumin, you miss out Shacharis, you do two Minchas. What does that mean, two Minchas? One is for Mincha, and one is a catch-up for Shacharis. Which one is which? The first filler is Mincha, the second one is catch-up, or the first one is catch-up, the second one is Mincha. We have not discussed that yet. Here we're discussing it. Why? Says the Gemara, Mavdil Barishoino Ve'enoi Mavdil Bishnio. What does that mean, Mavdil? Atochen Antoni. We know there's a Chiv Havdala in Shmoina Esra. So the Gemara says, in which tefillah would you say Havdala? The first one, and not the second. It says Rashi. Mavdil Barishoino. Pam Rishoino Mispalel Bishvil Tfila Shal Achshav. So there it is. Rashi has told us that what? Whenever you do Tashlumin, what's the first tfila? The first tfila is one you mechuyev now. Then you deal with your old debts. So therefore, on Motzah Shabbos, what's my first tfila?
Marav weekday.
Mariv weekday. Second tefillah is?
Tashlumin.
Catch up for Mincha. Ah. Lefichach, therefore, Oymer Ba. Therefore, you would say in it. What does in it mean?
In the first one.
Havdala b'chaydin das. But v'hashniyo hi bishvil tashlumei tefillah Shabbos. But it's the second tefillah, which is the catch-up for the tefillah of Shabbos. And therefore, Einoi Mavdil Bo, you would not be Mavdil in it.
Just a general question. If I miss Shacharis, and then I'm davening Musaf, do I do Tashlumin in Musaf for Shacharis, or do I skip that to Mincha?
We'll see. The Gemara will discuss this. Now, we have to learn this Rashi very slowly. What's Rashi teaching us? There's a lot of chidushim in this Rashi. First chidush is, that whenever you do catch up, the first tefillah is the one that essentially you're obligated to daven now. The second one is catch up. That's the first chiddush. Second chiddush is, based on the first, that as a result of that, you've got to do avdolah in which tefillah?
First
tefillah. Why in the first tefillah? Because that's ma'arif. And what's the second tefillah?
Tashlumin for mincha.
Tashlumin for mincha. Now, let me ask you a question. If the Gemara is teaching this to us as a chiddush, then it means clearly that I might have been excused for thinking otherwise. If it was so obvious that this is what you're supposed to do, then the Gemara wouldn't need to tell me. What might I have said if the Gemara hadn't told me to the contrary? Oh, really? That's one way of learning. Or
in the second.
Or just in the... No, the Gemara... Or just in the second. What is the Gemara coming la'afuke? What would I have thought? That I say atochein antonu in both, and I'm being told no, only in the first? Or, I never dreamt that you have to say for both. But I would have thought that you do it the second tefillah, because I would have thought that chronologically the first tefillah should be catch up for mincha, and the second tefillah should be ma'ariv, in which case you say atochein antonu for ma'ariv. What was the hava amina? I know what the maskana is. The maskana is two tefillahs. First one is ma'ariv. Second one is catch up. Only say atochein antonu in the first tefillah. What was the hava amina? What would I have thought without the gemara? Would I have thought that I say atochein antonu twice? Or would I have thought that no, I know I only say it once, but I would have thought you said it second, not first? So let's have a look.
Why would you even think that you would say the Tashlumin first?
No, the Gemara says you do Tashlumin first. Oh. But what would I have thought? Oh, sorry, Tashlumin.
Yeah.
No, I would have thought, because chronologically.
That's due, so let me get it. Let me do it right away, and then I'll do my Mariv.
For sure. First do my Mincha, and then do my Mariv. Uh-huh. I definitely would have thought that. I've got to first take care of yesterday's chiyuvim, and then I'll get on to the new ones. Why deal with the new stuff, and then only go back to the old stuff? Right. The Gemara's telling me that, no. First you deal with what you have on your plate now, and then you deal with your old debts.
Mm-hmm. That's what's going to be twice. That's what the Gemara says. It's doing two marvs. So you do two marvs.
So you're telling me that what was the Havamina?
That I would think that since I'm supposed to do two marvs now to make up for my mincha, I'm going to duplicate the marv from Israel.
So 1 second. Let's say you're right. I'm not saying you are, I'm not saying you're not. Again, according to the way you're learning, the Havamina was that you would do two atochein antonus. Okay. Why? Because at the end of the day, you're doing two marivs. I don't do a mariv and a mincha, I do two marivs. I've got all halachas of mariv. Fine. Now, if I were to ask you, let's enter your world of the Hava Amina. Okay?
Scary.
Bruchim Aboim to Nachum Geller's world, Emperor Nachum. He reigns supreme over the world of the Hava Amina. In which you do two atochein antonus. In your world, Nachum, which one is the Tashlumin, the first or the second? So you're saying that's not the chiddush of the Gemara. I always knew that. Even in your world, which was a Havamina, you're saying I always knew that the Tashlumin was second. That's not the chiddush.
Because you're saying...
Fine, 1 second. Okay, stand by your guns. You're saying I always knew that the first filler is Mariv. The second tefillah is Tashlumin. That I always knew. That's not news to me. What is news to me, because in the world that Nachum Geller reigns supreme, I would have thought you do two Atochein Antonus. Not only first time round, which is Mariv, but even second time round as well. Why? Even though that's the Tashlumin for Mincha, But at the end of the day, I'm doing a Mariv Shmone Esra. Okay. Komash Malon. I'm sorry, that's the end of your reign. Nachum, hope you enjoyed it. What's the Kamash Malon of the Gemara? That no, you only do Atochen Antonu
first.
Why? Why were you not right? Long live Nachum Geller.
Because that second one is Tashlumen. Even though it's a Marav, it's so, a Tashlumen. You would not.
I'm going to ask you an important Yeshiva Shashayla Ramesh Zelig. Being in our shir a good few years, we should now all be able to approach every sugya with this type of shayla. So what was the Hava Amina and what was the Maskana? The Gemara doesn't make mistakes, either in the Hava Amina or the Maskana. Obviously, apparently, there are two different ways of thinking over here. The Hava Amina, I'm going with Nachum for the moment. Rim Nachum, I'm going with your Mahalach. It's not Muchach, your Mahalach. But I'm going with your Mahalach. That what? The Havamina was double Atochen Antonu. Why? Because at the end of the day, who cares? One is Tashlumin, one is Mariv. You're doing two Mariv Shmona Esras. Fine, I'll take that. So what was the Maskana? No, actually only first time round. Why? What did we think in the beginning? What did we think at the end? Now, before you answer, you could, in theory, have learned the Hava Mina otherwise. You could have learned, Nachum, that I'm sorry to tell you, we never in a million years dreamt that you have to say Atochen Antonu twice. That's not the Hava Mina. You know what the Hava Mina was?
You only say it in the second.
You only say it once and you're going to say it in the second. Why? Because maybe the second one is the Mariv. Ah! If that's the Hava Amina, then I've got no problem in understanding what was the Hava Amina and what was the Maskana. The Hava Amina was that you go in chronological order. Therefore, the first one is Mincha, the second one is Mariv, in which you will say your Havdalah. To which the Gemara says, that's not the Maskana. You got it wrong. The Maskana is actually, for whatever reason, which we'll have to discuss, that no, the first one is Mariv and the second one is Ketchup. If that's the case, so therefore the first one gets the Atochen Antonu and not the second. So it's a very neat Hava Mina. It's a very neat Maskana. But if you learn like Nachum, that I always knew that the second filler is Mincha, and nonetheless, I would have thought in the Hava Mina, as you stated, that I do Atochen Antonu twice.
No, that's not the first part of the Hava Mina. That I always knew the second one was that one. Just the Hava Mina is, again, that I might just say,
why would you do it twice? Which one was the Tashlumin and which one was the Mincha? Did I know that or I didn't know that in the Hava Mina? I don't want two things to change from the Hava Mina to the Maskana. One thing changes. So what did I know and what did I not know? So according to the Mahalach I just said now, I didn't know which one was the Tashlumin and which one was the Mariv, because I thought that the first one is the Ketchup and then the Mariv. The answer is, you got it wrong. It's the other way around. First one is Mariv, second one is Ketchup. Fine, very neat. I never dreamt for a zillion years you got to do Atochen Antonu twice. I never entertained such a notion. I knew you only did it once. And I knew that you do Atochen Antonu in the Mariv Shmoneh Esra. The question is, which is the Mariv Shmoneh Esra? Very neat Hava Mina, very neat Maskana. But if you learn Nachum, which I'm not saying your approach is invalid, it might well be valid. If the Hava Mina was that you actually do two Atochen Antonus, so what changed in the Maskana? Why did we suddenly say, no, only one? Why?
Because you don't say it in two.
Why? You just told me the Hava Mina was that you do.
Right, that's the Hava Mina.
So what changed?
The Gemara has to give me
So explain to me, what did I think in the Hava Mina and why am I wrong?
The Hava Mina is that I thought I'm going to have to say them both.
You're not telling me why, you're just telling me what. That's what I thought. Why
because
did I think
I'm
that?
Doing Tashlumim. So if the Gemara said, if you miss a mincha, you do two maravs.
So I would have thought.
So the halam is that I do two maravs. my Maariv on Motzei Shabbos includes Atachron Tano.
Beautiful.
So my Havamin is that if I'm doing two Maariv, this second one
beautiful.
Has Atachron Tano.
Wonderful. What's the Maskana?
That you only do it in one of them.
Why?
That's the Gemara's
own. I know what it says. I can also read. Why? What's the Maskana? Not that's what it says. What's the Havamina? What's the Maskana?
The Havamina I have. The Maskana, I don't have a Maskana.
That's what I'm asking you. How good for that's what I'm asking. That's what I'm saying. If you're telling me that the discussion is which one is the Tashlumin and which one is the Mariv, then I understand why I thought A and why the Maskana is B. I thought this was the Mariv and that was a Tashlumin. No, this one is a Tashlumin, that was the Mariv. Beautiful, all very neat. If you tell me the Hava Amina was like you said, that I would have thought you do Atochen Antonu twice, for obvious reasons, because you're doing two Maariv, that is a beautiful Hava Amina. Just explain to me, so why am I wrong? Because the Gemara says. I know the Gemara says it, but why? Why are you not right? It's such a good Svara, why are you not right? So I'd like to suggest, and with this we'll finish, an explanation of King Nahum, of what you really meant.
I have to have my wife listen to this show.
And she becomes a queen.
It's only for a short period of time. Good.
Princess of Mishkafayim. The Havamina was, in the Havamina was, that what? Reb Nachum, you say Atochen Antonu twice. Now, bear with me. According to your Havamina, we always knew that Maariv was the first tefillah and the second one was Tashlumin. That's not what changed. Whenever you have a Havamina and a Maskon, something changed from the Havamina to the Maskana. So you're telling me, I always knew that. That's not what changed. That's not news to me. We all knew that the first tefillah is Maariv, the second tefillah is the Tashlumin. Fine. I nonetheless would have thought that what? Do you say Atochen Antonu twice for the simple reason because at the end of the day you're doing two Maariv Shmoneh Esras. And if I'm doing two Maariv Shmoneh Esras, I've got to do Maariv with all its trappings. Now, I want to give you an example, just to bring out the point. We're going to see this is going to be a big discussion in Tosfos. What would be on Erev Rosh Chodesh? Mincha? You forgot to daven. Okay. You come to Leil Rosh Chodesh, you got to do Tashlumin. Mm-hmm. Do you do Yal of Yoveh in both Shmoneh Esras? I'm asking, what would you say? According to the Maskon of our Gemara, do you do Yal of Yoveh in two Shmoneh Esras? In one of them, the first, the second, both?
Just the first. According to Maskon.
What do you say, Ramosha Zelig?
He says the same thing. According to
Rashi, he says you only. Look, the Gemara says you only do Atam Kavano in the first one. Not the second.
So I have news for you. They do Yal of Yoveh twice.
But I would say Yal of Yoveh is different. Than it's different.
Okay.
Once you've declared Hamavdil, Shabbos is over. Why would you repeat it again in a second time?
Very good.
Which would mean on Motzei.
That's not true for Yal of Yoveh. Yal of Yoveh.
This principle would apply in that Maariv.
So one second, let's go slowly. Yal of Yoveh is part of Rosh Chodesh davening. It's now Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah.
I couldn't care less that the tefillah that I missed out, for which I'm doing Tashlumin, was Erev Rosh Chodesh. That's all history. I'm davening now two Maarivs. Maariv on Rosh Chodesh requires Yal of Yoveh. So I'm davening two Maarivs and two Yal of Yoveh. It's not really correct to say that Mariv on Motzah Shabbos requires Atochein Anton. It's not quite correct. You know what's more correct? Motzah Shabbos requires Havdalah. Not Mariv. Motzah Shabbos requires Havdalah. They're almost second to mention it in Mariv. But once you've done it, you've done it. It's not part of the tefillah, essentially. I'll prove it to you, by the way. What happens if you didn't say Atochein Anton or Mariv?
You say it when you go home?
You don't have Avdala. Essentially, there's a chiv to do Avdala. They said, mention it in davening as well. Fine. But it's not part of the davening. There's an institution you have to be mavdil.
It's a declaration.
Moirav Raboisai, it's Motzah Shabbos. I did it, thank you. There's no purpose in doing it twice. Whereas Ya'al of Yov is not a declaration. It's part and parcel of davening on Rosh Chodesh. Whether it's Ma'akav or not Ma'akav is a different discussion, doesn't matter. But it's part of davening. So we're davening two Ma'arivs, two Ya'al of Yovis. Therefore, that might well be a new way to understand our Gemara. I always knew that the first tefillah is Ma'ariv, the second tefillah is the catch-up. I thought that you have to do two Havdalahs wide. Like you said, two Ma'arivs, two Havdalahs. So what's the Maskana? Only one. Why? Maybe now we understand the why. Do you know why? Because once I've done Havdalah, there's no room to do Havdalah again. Once you've said it, you've said it. That is one approach in learning this Gemara. The other approach is, like we said before, that I never ever dreamt for one moment that you've got to do two Havdalahs. We always knew there's only one Havdalah. And we always knew that you're going to stick your Havdalah in the Ma'ariv Shmoyne Esra. What was our question? Which one is the Ma'ariv Shmoyne Esra? The Havamina was you go chronologically. So first things first. First let's deal with the Mincha that I never did. So you wouldn't say Atochein Anton. The second tefillah, oh, that's the Ma'ariv. Shalom Aleichem. Now do Atochein Anton. To which the Maskana is that no, as Rashi points out, that actually you got it wrong. The first tefillah is Ma'ariv. Ooh, first tefillah is Ma'ariv. So put the Atochein Anton there. Second one is Mincha. Don't do Atochein Anton there. So we've got two different ways to understand this Gemara. Is the Chiddush of the Gemara? What's the Chiddush? The Gemara is teaching us a Chiddush. That means I wouldn't necessarily have known this without that. Is the Chiddush of the Gemara, Moirai v'Raboisai, whopping Chiddush, the second tefillah, is the Tashlomim? But you would have thought it's the first? Is that the Chiddush of the Gemara? That the second tefillah is Tashlomim, but the first one is Ma'ariv. If you go put Atochein Anton with Ma'ariv. Is that the Chiddush? Or no? Maybe I always knew that. That's not a Chiddush to me. Rather, the Chiddush is, it's a local Chiddush in Hilchas Havdalah. That once you've done Havdalah once, there's no room and no necessity to go and say Havdalah again. I always knew that the first tefillah is the Ma'ariv and the second one is the Tashlomim, but I thought you do Havdalah twice, like you said before, because I'm doing 2 weekday Shmona Esras. Komash Malon, only in the first, because once you've said it in Ma'ariv, that's it, there's no necessity to say Havdalah again. It's not part and parcel of Shmona Esras. It's not like Ya'al v'Yavo. Two different approaches. Okay, now we have to hold it over here. We have to continue. I would recommend the following. Keep on going for a while in the Gemara. Until where it says Itmar. First word on the line, Sheyochel. Okay, so stop at Itmar. Once you do the Itmar, we're going to learn, it's a difficult Tosfos, very important Tosfos, top Tosfos. It's a long Tosfos. Once you see the Tosus, if you look at the Rosh at the back, we don't need to print this on the Marim Makoma sheets, we can learn it from the sources by now. Have a look at the Rosh. You should find this. On page Yud Zayin, or maybe in the fancy Gemara's not. You've got it?
No.
You keep going back. It's immediately after the Gemara. No, you've gone far too far. One second. Oh, maybe they haven't printed it in your Gemara. Oh, that will be a shame. Yeah, they don't have it. What a shame. Okay. Not the end of the world. And they don't have a riff either, then I assume. In the back of our Gemara, they have a riff and a Beinu Yaino. Okay, so Blinid, I will put it on the sheets. I'll send out an Arma Kemis then. We're going to see a Rosh, a Beinu Yaino, whopping Machrekas over here. With regard to the Shaila you mentioned before, Menachem. The other scenario that we didn't yet talk about. What happens if you missed out Mincha on Rosh Chodesh? And now it comes to Motzah Rosh Chodesh. Do you say Yalav Yavi at all? You're not. You can't say Yalav Yavi when it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. So do you do catch up? How can you catch up for Mincha if I'm not doing Yalav Yavi? What's the point? What do I gain?
Can't ask the same question on the Gemara we did.
Shabbos and Esther. So that's going to be the Machlokes Rishayim. Okay, stay tuned. Mitzvah Hashem for Sunday.